Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
It is high tide, ladies and gentlemen. So come into port and come on the shore with the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture's Jonathan Williams and Georgia Wrestling Now.
That's right. That is the returning Matt Hinkins. He is back from his cruise, and he is back on Georgia Wrestling Now. And tonight's a pretty big show. We've got the Jagged Edge is going to be actually an official guest, which he claimed he had never been, but I looked back and we talked to him back in April as a guest.
Yes, we did. I remembered that too.
But, you know, anything to get his way, he'll manipulate us and say we've never actually interviewed him. So anyway, he's apparently made his return somewhat back to the ring yesterday at Pro Wrestling Resurrection, and I think he's almost ready to return to Anarchy and UIW and possibly some other places. So we'll talk to him and find out what his plans are for the near future. Then we have Andy Anderson, who is one half of the NWA Atlanta Tag Team Champions, formerly NWA Action. And he and his brother Axel will be defending those titles in a steel cage match this Saturday at Saturday Night Rumble 4 against Rick Michaels and Bobby Hayes. I guess they're known as Beauty and the Beast, and I'm not sure which is which there.
Sure. I will not make any inference.
If you ask Rick, I'm sure he's the beauty, but Bill the Butcher is the guest referee in that, so that looks like it'll be pretty interesting. But yeah, we'll talk to Andy about that match, the name change from NWA Action to NWA Atlanta, and I'm curious as to why they decided to stick with the NWA when so many other federations and promotions have pulled out. But so that's it for tonight's show. How was the cruise?
Oh, Thanksgiving, man.
And everything.
I'm tanned. I'm rested. My liver is well exercised. I'm ready to go. It was a good time. I did see an NWA Wolfpack shirt somewhere on the cruise. So that was interesting. I don't think the person who was wearing it had a clue what it meant, though, because I'm pretty sure he didn't speak any English. It looked like it was just picked up from somewhere. So that was that. But I've been away from wrestling for far too long. I actually came home and watched Raw from Monday immediately when I got home just to get something in me. And I made it through the whole thing without falling asleep, so I must have really been away too long.
Yeah, I saw a guy in a tie-dyed NWO shirt at Music Midtown a few months ago, and I said, "Hey, cool shirt," and he looked at me kind of funny, so I don't know if he even...
Maybe he supports a global takeover. Maybe it was actual, like, Illuminati shirt and not a wrestling shirt.
I got the New World Order DVD recently. I started watching that over the weekend, but I haven't quite made it through it.
I'm interested to see the current WWE angle that they might take on it.
Yeah.
I could imagine it might not be as favorable as one if it would have been released by another company.
Yeah, well, so far it seems pretty accurate and unbiased.
Wait till you get to the end. When they tell you how it ruined wrestling, how it killed the company, and all these other things that it might have done.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com.
The award-winning. Bang, bang.
Well, I didn't actually make it to any wrestling events over the weekend, so I don't have any kind of recaps or anything, but I know a lot happened. I know there was PCW in Porterdale, and there was PWR and Rampage yesterday, and what am I... What else? lots of other stuff, I'm sure. Oh, Big Wood had a show up in Blue Ridge.
Yeah, benefit show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where I know Marco Polo was part of that one. I don't know who else was involved.
Big Wood seems to run shows pretty frequent now, which is great. I hear good things about everything he's doing. So I'm anxious. I'm hoping to make it up next week for the big thing that got going there. I'm stoked about that.
Big man, you might recruit some new members of Team All You Can Eat.
Hey, you never know. Maybe I'll take a few shirts, see if I can maybe make a little gas money on the way home.
Well,
Georgia gas be great.
Well, Big Wood's sort of an honorary member, isn't he?
He is an honorary, and he's the only wrestling member we have, so we got to support what we got.
Well, I found out that Monstrosity Championship Wrestling is returning on January 4th at a new venue. It's called the Asylum. It's in East Atlanta. It used to be the Echo Lounge, and after that was very briefly the Ice House. And it will be presented once again by Wrestling with Pop Culture as well as the Silver Scream Spook Show. So we will probably be hearing from Professor Morte or someone else from that show in the next few weeks. Those shows create quite a buzz from what I've seen.
I've read many favorable reviews of the last one, so we'll see what goes on. I'm sure that somebody will be mad if maybe a certain wrestler is resurrected from the dead again. But who knows?
That has become a tradition from Papa Marco to resurrect some great wrestler from the netherworld who's passed on. Bruiser Brody was impressive.
Bruiser Brody was very impressive. Even after death, after many stab wounds, he was still very impressive. And uncannily looked just like he had just walked into a shower in Puerto Rico.
Well,
apparently whatever Papa Marco has as a preservation method must work pretty well.
Yeah, I think he resurrects them from the primes of their careers. Oh, well, look at this. It's a Jagged Edge, and it's not a drive-by. It is just the Jagged Edge. We got a lot to talk about with Mr. Edge. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine. It's about time you start your program off with the real, real gift. I'm proud to announce that the Jagged Edge is part of Georgia wrestling history, Georgia wrestling with pop culture, and I'm here.
Well, thank you.
Getting the plug, man. All right. We'll have a positive interaction with you this go around. Maybe you won't have anything
I'm
bad
talking,
to say.
No, nothing bad to say to Jonathan Williams. Now, Matt Hankins, you stay in your place over there and you just sit tight and hold your horses. When I'm ready to hear from you, you know, I'll snatch you up and make you say something.
Fair enough. I'm going to be a respectable broadcaster this evening. I'm not going to get into some of the shenanigans I've gotten in with you. Some of your cohorts in the past. I'm just going to lay back and let what happens happen.
Well, I've got some questions for you, Jagged Edge. I wasn't able to make it yesterday to PWR, but I heard you were a guest on All Cells Final. How did that go?
Well, it went well. For some strange reason, Matt Sells decided that he wanted to make an announcement, but it was the wrong announcement. I don't think he got the cue cards right. He wanted to announce that actually the real announcement was that the Jagged Edge is making his return in January 2013. And Matt went about it the wrong way, and he wanted to make it about himself. Well, the people at PWI weren't there for that celebration. They were there for the celebration of the return of the Jagged Edge and his joining the Reckoning. And the Reckoning is a crew that Ryan Bonebreak put together in my absence, that's led by the living legend, the original exotic one, the PWR heavyweight champion, Rick Michaels, and also part of that crew is a young man that I knew from the first time that I stepped into the ring with him, that he had that it factor. You know, he was handpicked by the living legend. So I'm going to call him the chosen one, awesome Zach Daniels, and myself. So that's why the people were there to hear that announcement and to celebrate in that. And who cares when Matt Sales is coming back to wrestling? He's a non-factor. As far as I'm concerned, Matt Sales is sleeping with the enemy. And I mean that. And that, Matt, I want you to listen to me. Listen to me well. As long as you're sleeping with the enemy, you're an enemy to me. The PWR brass has some dues to pay. They took my belt. They suspended me for 60 days. And I believe and I will say they were the cause of my injury. So, Matt Sales, if you're going to put yourself in harm's way, you're just going to have to deal with the consequences.
Now, you just said Rick Michaels, Awesome Zach Daniels, and you are a union.
No. I said the living legend, the original exotic one, Rick Michaels, the
and
chosen
the
one, the awesome Zach Daniels, and the Jagged Edge. Let's get it right.
Now, how is that going to work? Rick Michaels has, if I recall, your belt.
Now, listen. When we have to come together for one cause, we do that. We put all differences aside. Right now, the main goal, our main objective, is to become the most dominant force in PWR. Every belt PWR owns will belong to the Reckoning. What we're trying to do right now, what we're going to do, we're going to pay back the PWR brass that want to make all these outside decisions and they want to go in business for themselves. We want them to understand that they have the most gifted group or collection of guys right there. And unless they bring somebody in to actually take care of us, we're going to run it. We're going to take over.
Well, which title will you be going after since Rick Michaels has?
I will go after whichever one that's available, Jonathan Williams. Don't try to make something out of something that's not there.
Okay.
You and Zach Daniels almost killed each other.
That's why I have nothing but respect for that young man. Zach Daniels is one of that group of young wrestlers here in the state of Georgia that you can take. It's a bunch of them, and you can take them and you can put them up against anybody across the country. And when I stepped in the ring with Zach, and just from watching him, Zach is talent. And yes, we had our differences, but like I said, that's the difference between men and boys. Men know how to separate things. Boys take things on forever and ever. We put our differences to the side. We all have one common goal, and that's where we're headed.
Do you have any insight on the change in attitude of the awesome Zach Daniels? Because that came to
I love the change in attitude of the awesome Zach Daniels. When you put something on a person's back for so long and you make them tote the load by themselves and you give them no gratitude, no thanks, that he was unappreciated. It was time for him to put that to the side, kick him to the curb, and go after what he wants.
So all do right. You know who you faced in your debut?
It doesn't matter who I'm facing in my debut, and it's not. LL Cool J said, "Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. We it don't matter. Whoever they can drag away, pull up, undig, unbury, bring them up, throw them in the ring. I take care of them."
Is Papa Marco going to be up there? Well, I have to speculate that it may be Matt Sells, considering that he also announced his return. So, you know, what do you think his chances
are? Maybe you
are?
Know something I don't know, but it doesn't matter whether it's Matt Sells, whether it's Kevin Blue, whether it's whoever they go bring up. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The Jagged Edge is back. He's better. He's meaner. He's stronger. He's got an attitude. And like I said before, if Matt Sales wants to put himself in that situation, my daddy told me a long time ago, it's consequences to everything you do. If you better think about what you're doing if you're not ready to deal with the consequences. And I just told you, and I tell him to his face, Matt Sales, as far as I'm concerned, you're sleeping with the enemy. If you're going to put yourself in harm's way, you're going to have to deal with what comes your way.
Now, Jagged, you've been the champion, you've been undefeated, you've been a lot of things in a lot of places, but one thing you are right now that you haven't been is recovering or have recently recovered from a major injury. Now, I'm not going to knock your confidence because I know that would be foolish, but are you 100% ready to come back, ready to go?
I'm 100%. I was 100% ready to come back and ready to go a month ago, but my body was telling me no. My doctors told me different, so I have to take an advice, and we're going to push it off into January. as far as injuries happen. This is a physical game. It's a physical sport, you know, so things are going to happen. And you just have to kind of lick your wounds, take your time, recuperate, recover, and come back a little stronger. So, I mean, things be that, you know, the chips fall where they are, and it's we're going to have to deal with it. You know, I coach football, you say rub some dirt on the kid and get back out there. So we just don't have to tape it up and go.
Now, your strength has always been your power, your ability to overpower people. Now, you lost your right arm, your main go-to. Did you have to alter what you're going to be doing in the ring to compensate for that?
Matt Hankins, it sounds like to me you want me to give away secrets. How about this? How about you and that team, All You Can Eat crew, January 21st, Freezing Point, PWI, why don't you bring the whole crew down? If I need to rent a trailer with a buffet dinner on the back, I'll pay for it. But I bring you guys down. We'll make room in the front row, and you can sit and watch what the Jagged Edge is going to bring to the table.
Maybe I'll take you up on that. I think wrestling show at a buffet, so.
I think I might join you.
You got a jacket just like I do, Jonathan. You're in.
Jagged, I want to know, you've maintained a strong presence in Anarchy and UIW even when you haven't been wrestling and recovering from your injury. So what are your plans there and anywhere else that you might be wrestling in the near future?
Well, Anarchy, first of all, I want to say it's a privilege for me to be there, and I want to thank Bill Behrens and Jeff G. Bailey for giving me the opportunity, especially to be selected among the elite. That's great. Once I come back, there's going to be business as usual. The elite's total purpose in Anarchy is to run Anarchy, and business as usual. We're going to kick doors down and beat people up until we can take over the company. That's just that. Over at UIW, my buddy and I, the best in the world, the UIW heavyweight champion, Shane Hartz, we're a tag team, and tag team is the empire. And what we intend to do at UIW, Shane Martin and myself, along with Double D, DeWitt Dawson, we're gonna take every belt they got, the tag belts, the world belt, the U.S. belt, the internet belt. We want to be the champion of Google and Facebook and Yahoo, just like a stupid did. So nothing's changed. The goals are, that's what you're not understanding. The goals haven't changed. Anywhere we go, we want to make a mark. We want to make a name for ourselves, and if we got to step on toes and we got to kick people in the head to do it, that's what we're going to do. What people don't understand is that I'm tagged with probably one of the top three workers in the state of Georgia. Shane Marks not only can wrestle, he's the showman. He has it all. He is the real deal. And that makes my job so much easier because after Shane runs him ragged, I get to knock him out.
Well, on that note, what would you say to the UIW fan who might question the validity of Shane's championship win?
How can you do that? Shane pinned Bull Buchanan in the ring in front of everybody in the building. 1, 2, 3. And if you look back at the tape, that was a very slow 3 count. So you could say that Shane pinned Bull Buchanan in the middle of the ring with a King Kong Bundy 5 count. How can they doubt it?
Well, there's been some question about your involvement.
Did you see me involve myself in that match?
I'm just saying, I watched the tape.
Did you see me?
Blur. Something came in.
Can you positively identify the young man that shot in the ring or the blur that you saw? If you can't positively identify him, then it wasn't me.
Do you expect any repercussion to come back your way in case someone thinks that it was you?
No, I don't. See, we have a young man that takes care of that. Let me tell you about DeWitt Dawson, Double D as we call him. When Shane and I were getting ready to go to UIW and I got hurt, we had to come up with an alternate plan. So I know a friend that that knew somebody down in Alabama, and we went down to Alabama to meet this young man, and he really amazed me because of the knowledge that he had. Now, a lot of folks don't like the way he talks. I love it. He reminds me of my granddad. He's strictly about business. He's got the stroke. He knows who to contact. He knows how to pull strings. How else do you think we got Shane a title match 5 matches into the our appearance in UIW?
It was five.
Double
weeks.
D. D. Witt Dawson knows what he's doing. So we were sitting there talking to him, kind of skeptical about if we wanted to actually bring him in the fold, because we knew we had to do something because I was going to be hurt. We were coming as a team, so we had to give UIW a team. So as we're sitting there holding the meeting, and this beautiful young Alabama woman kind of walked by, and Shane and I, you know, we kind of looked over to our left. D. Witt kind of looked at us and said, "Now, sons, I want you to know she's been rode real hard and put away real wet. So right now, you don't need to be looking over there. You need to look this way, look forward, because that's where we're going." And when DeWitt told me that, I knew then we had the man. So anything that UIW wants to bring towards me in thinking that I was there, that I did, had anything to do with Shane being Bull Buchanan, I know DeWitt Dawson to take care of it.
Well, Jagged, are you planning on venturing out into any other promotions anytime soon?
Well, we're always trying to make a move. I heard you guys talking about Big Wood up in the mountains, and we're trying to get together as soon as I make my return, that Shane and I are going to try to get together and see if we can do some work up out that way. You know, anywhere that he really wants to go and he has time for it, that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to be on the move as much as we possibly can.
Now, as you had time during your injury to kind of just watch things go on,
yes,
is there any talent that caught your eye? Anybody you thought, maybe there's somebody I might want to test myself against, anything like that?
Oh, my God. You talk about the talent in the state of Georgia. You know, anywhere you go, you're going to see talent. And little guys, big guys, you're going to see talent. Just been watching it long before I hurt myself. You have to appreciate what you're seeing. And, you know, just like I said, to name a few guys, and the list can go on and on, but just from what I've seen, of course, you know Cal Matthews. Of course, you know Corey Hollis and Chip Day. Fred Yehi is a beast. He's a pure wrestler. Shane Marks, I'm always talking about Shane. Vordell Walker is a beast. You know, you're watching these guys, and being in Anarchy, looking at Seven and Sean Tempers, looking at Michael Judas, and just it's so many. I could go on for days for a really big guy to move the way he does and to work the way he does. You got to look at Jeter, you know, and a lot of people don't know Jeter. A lot of people in the state of Georgia asleep on Jeter, but you got to open your eyes and see 6'5", about 350, and he moved like a cat, you know. Anthony Henry. Drew Adler is impressive. I saw him in person for second time. Of course, you know, he got the old legend, Murder One. So the list goes on, and just me being respectful, like I said, Rick Michaels, Zach Daniels, you just have to respect and appreciate the people you're around, what you're looking at, because a lot of people take it for granted. A lot of wrestling fans, a lot of guys out there that call themselves wrestlers, that want to be wrestlers, take for granted what these guys are able to do and the manner in which they're able to do it, because they're just great.
Now, you talked about Jeter coming to Anarchy, and that really, over the last maybe months, since maybe Sacred Ground, that particular night seems to be the most talked about thing I've heard in a while, and people just keep talking about how intense it was in the Church of Southern Wrestling. What did you take? How did it feel to you being there?
It was intense. It was intense, but what do you expect? The Jerry Palmer, Jeff G. Bailey, the Elite have said all along that our goal was to take down Michael Judas and Team Anarchy. And for them to actually see their superhero go down without a fight, overmatched by this massive man, of course they were going to be hostile. It was a very hostile environment, but never was it out of control. Because as long as the Team Elite was outside that ring, nothing was getting in, nothing was coming across the rail. We had everything under control. We knew what we were doing. And as one smart man said before a long time ago, you sit back and you just laugh and giggle because you love it when a plan comes together. And we did everything that we went through was to get to that moment. And once we got to that moment and Jeter came in and did what he was brought in to do, hey, it was nothing but celebration in the locker room afterwards.
Now you mentioned Jeff G in that, and, you know, I have, as a fan of PCW, I may not like Jeff G. Bailey, but I'd be a fool to disrespect him. And I don't know if I've ever seen anyone, especially a non-performer, a non-wrestler, I don't know if anybody's intensity has ever matched Jeff G's. What does he mean to the elite and how business gets taken care of?
Oh, he means everything. He's the mastermind. Jeff G is really what keeps the wheels turning, you know. He comes up with the plans. He puts everything in place. And everything may not work out the way you think that it should. But, see, Jeff is already 2 and 3 steps ahead. He's already thinking on the next level of things while the fans see one thing and you think you have a small victory. Well, see, with Jeff, it's not about the battles. It's about the war. And at the end of the day, yes, Team Anarchy had won some battles, but when it mattered, the elite, Jerry Palmer, Jeff G. Bailey, won the war.
All right, well, on that note, we need to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we will be hearing from Andy Anderson. So I want to thank you for calling Jagged Edge, and thank you for
hanging around for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I allowed you to ask me a couple of questions now. Don't get carried away.
My bad.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from the Jagged Edge again sometime soon, but I do appreciate you keeping it professional this time and respectful, and I actually wish you luck in your return, and hope you don't hurt your arm again anytime soon.
Well, thank you, Mr. Williams, but you don't have to wish me luck. Wish the other guys on the other side of the ring with me luck. Make it through, because there's a new Jagged Edge coming back. It's a more intense Jagged Edge coming back, so... You know, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. And we'll see. Matt Hankins, Team All You Can Eat. Let me know. I bring the buffet table and the trailer. We'll bring you down. PWR, January 21st. All you got to do is let me know.
Will do.
All right. Thanks a lot. So, speaking of Matt Sells, who was on the unfortunate end of, I believe, a clothesline yesterday from the Jagged Edge, among other things. He will be returning, making his stand-up comedy return on Wednesday at the Vortex in Midtown Atlanta. So anyone who wants to see him, he's getting better at the funny thing. And I'll be there, so... Just wanted to mention that real quick. But we got some actual paid advertisements to go to, and then we'll be right back.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
And welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, joined by Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. And we now have our next guest. He is one half of the NWA Atlanta Tag Team Champions, and his name is Andy Anderson. How you doing tonight, Andy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So, got a lot of questions for you, actually. You're part of NWA Atlanta, which was known previously as NWA Action, and before that, Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling. So,
right.
what was the motivation behind the most recent name change?
Well, it's part of our expansion plan. We're trying to, the next year, get out more Metro Atlanta, run more shows. You know, we're doing 2 a month right now. Looking at running 4 a month, which is pretty much every Saturday of the month. Maybe even a few Fridays. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, get bigger, draw more fans, and cover more territory pretty much.
Okay, so you typically run in Stockbridge and in that area just south of Atlanta. Are you saying you're going to start doing shows in other parts of the city or around Atlanta?
Yeah, we plan on moving on out. You know, we're going to do stay mostly on the south side and, you know, venture out toward the north side a bit more. Maybe try to, you know, right outside of Atlanta, we're going to try to run some shows out that way and, you know, not step on nobody's toes or try to, you know, mess anybody up. We are going to try to expand, you know, and get bigger pretty much.
Okay. And then, of course, you're one of the few remaining promotions that stayed with the National Wrestling Alliance after a lot of things changed there recently and a lot of promotions withdrew from that. Why did you guys choose to stay with them?
I think after talking to the new party, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think they're motivated to you know, take off and get bigger. And I'm not knocking the old heads that were behind it, you know, by no means. But I just think it's a good term. I really do. And I think in a couple of months, I think you guys will kind of see, you know, why that is. So. It'll work out pretty well.
Okay. So this Saturday is a big show for you guys, and we mentioned earlier you're in the main event, the steel cage match with your brother Axel against Rick Michaels and Bobby Hayes with Bill the Butcher as a special guest referee. That just sounds like all the wrong ingredients for some chaotic wrestling action. So how did all that come about, I guess, first of all?
It's going to be chaos. Pretty much. I know Rick's on your show.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of respect for Rick. He's one of the greatest in the business. But, I mean, me and Rick do great business together. But when it comes down to it, me and Rick just don't like each other. And, you know, we get in the ring, things happen. And we had a street fight back in October. It should have, you know, summed everything up and ended all. Ended the feud, but it didn't. Simon Sermon got involved, not on our behalf. I don't know why. I guess they got their own issues too. You know, we won the match, and you know, so forth. So the feud never got settled. So the steel cage match, it'll definitely end the feud because loser leaves NWA Atlanta, pretty much NWA for good. You know, so if I lose, we're gone. You know, we to that. And you know, it's just it's gonna be a chaotic match. You know, they got the favor of Bill the Butcher being the referee on their side, because you know, me and Bill don't see eye to eye either. So it'll be a great match. It's gonna be chaotic. It's gonna be painful. You know, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. So also on the card, Tyson Dean against Crew Jones. Crew Jones is our NWA Atlanta Georgia Heavyweight Champion. Loses our career verse title. You know, Tyson loses, he's gone. If he wins, he gets the title pretty much. It actually be a street fight. On the poster's advertising, no DQ, it's actually changed to a street fight. So it should be a pretty good match. Also, AJ Steele has an open challenge. Who he's wrestling yet, I have no idea. I guess whoever steps up, there's a group of guys, there's a list full who want to wrestle AJ. So we'll find out Saturday night. Then we're doing our fourth annual Battle Royal. I know we have advertised only 20 guys. There should be 25 guys in it, pretty much a guy in there every 2 minutes. And it won't end until the last man left in the ring. And the winner of that match is a title shot at the current champion. So it's also a Toys for Tots benefit show. So, you know, it's turned out to be a pretty good show. And that's at Austin Road Middle School, which is 100 Austin Road, and it's Stockbridge, Georgia.
All right.
You mentioned Bill the Butcher.
Four big matches.
You mentioned Bill the Butcher being the referee for that match. With so much on the line, how did that come about? Because it's definitely not in your favor in any way at all.
Well, it played out as October Havoc. We won the match with, you know, Simon got him the match, the street fight. Simon was the special guest referee. He got involved, not on our behalf. Like I say, we all know him and Rick have their issues. So things got heated. Simon got involved. We won. You know, our following showed. They pretty much put us in a six-man tag. You know, our board of directors thought it would be good. Put us in a six-man tag. Me, my brother, Simon. Simon couldn't make it for, you know, a few reasons. So we had a different tag team partner. And, you know, they thought, no matter bring Bill the Butcher in, because we've had a few with Bill in the past. So Bill, Rick, and Bobby, you know, we wrestled them that night. And the situation was, when they're at the match, just to pick the referee for the steel cage match on December 8th, and they wound up winning. So Bill's the referee. I don't know how it's going to work, because I've never even heard Bill talk. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's like a cage match. So I don't know how it's going to work out, but, you know.
You don't expect any pre-match instructions? You don't expect
No, I really don't. He'll probably be involved in the match, so we'll see how that pans out.
Now, I knew about the match. I didn't realize it was a loser leaves town, basically. And I mean, you have been the heart and soul of, you know, whatever name the promotion was running under at the time. You know, you were the mainstay. How does that affect how you go into this match with so much on the line?
There's a lot on the line. I mean, like I say, me and Rick, I mean, it's been going over 2 years now. You know, we've been signed with Exotic Ones. You know, we were kind of, you know, had a few things with them, and it's been over 2 years. We don't see eye to eye. I mean, like I say, I respect that. He's one of the greatest in the business. And we do great business together. I mean, we do, but we just don't. I mean, he can tell you he don't like me, and I don't care for him. And, you know, it's just, and what it boils down to, every time we get in the ring together, stuff happens. Stuff gets broke. People get hurt. You know, it's tough to promote your money. But the feud's got to end. And, you know, and somebody's got to leave. So, you know, I'm pretty confident we'll win, so I put it up. You know, if we lose, we'll leave. So, you know, hopefully it'll go our direction.
And the names you listed out on the card, I recognize all of them, and a lot of those are guys who've been out there for a while. Who are some of the younger guys out there right now just really making names for themselves?
Some of the younger guys, we actually have a training school, which is ran by Crew Jones. Crew Jones is our head trainer. And some of the younger guys are some of the trainees. They've been training for over, you know, 6 months. They train at least twice a week. You know, they're in the facility training twice a week. They're in our gym with weights twice a week. You know, so they're getting a lot of experience. They're getting a lot of you know, to get them where they can do it. And so a lot of the guys, a lot of the younger guys on the card pretty much are from my training school. I think it's probably 8 or 9 of them, I guess. I don't know, I haven't talked to crew in a couple of days. So I don't know exactly who all he has coming in there, but pretty much most of the trainees will be in that battle royal, and it should be a pretty good match. You know, they're all young. They're pretty talented. You know, they're in great shape, pretty eager to learn and listen. You know, they're just, you know, good guys, so it should be a pretty good match. And there's a few surprises that night that I can't really release right now that'll be there. So,
since you made the move to NWA Action from NGCW, I've heard nothing but positive things about the promotion, and that might have not been the case prior. You know, I heard a lot more positive about it maybe over the last 6 months than I did before. Is there any one thing that stood out to you that kind of made that change, or was it just the overall process?
Well, I'll be honest, we upgrade the talent, obviously. I mean, you see our post, our website. We got probably the biggest guys in promotion in Georgia. And I'm going to go out there and say we got probably some of the most talented guys. I mean, you have Crew Jones. In my opinion, he's probably the most talented in Georgia, you know, if not, you know, Southeast. That's my opinion, you know. You have AJ Steele. I mean, he's great. He's talented as hell, too. We have Mike Cannon. The guy's great. Rick Michaels, you know, like I said, I don't like him, but he's probably one of the best in the business. You know, Bobby Hayes, same thing. You know, he's one of the best in the business. Bill the Butcher, don't understand him, but, hey, he's great. You know, he's tough. He's tough as nails. You know, yeah, he gets it done. I've been in the ring with him. You know, you feel it days afterwards. You know, he's great. You know, so we try to pride ourselves on having, you know, we're trying to get the best guys in. You know, Johnny Swinger. We use Johnny Swinger a lot. You know, his name says enough. Simon Sermon. You know, we use him time to time. I like to use him more, but, you know, Simon's busy, so anytime we can use him, we use him. Who else? You know, we have some, you know, more of our, I guess, lighter weight guys, and we use Ace Haven and you guys like that. You know, so, we try to bring in. We're trying to snatch up the biggest guys, not so much the biggest, but also the most talented guys. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trying to be the biggest and the best. You know, and move on, move forward, and get bigger, and you know, that type of thing. So that's pretty much what's helped us move forward, and you know, I guess get a more positive outlook on us.
Would it be fair to say that the company has kind of moved toward a focus on bringing in Georgia wrestlers, and Ace Haven I know is primarily in Alabama, but, you know, guys around the area, more so than maybe some of the former WWE stars and maybe some former WCW stars like that. Is it a conscious decision to do that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you got to look at budget-wise, too, be honest with you. You know that. I mean, the former WWE guys, WCW guys, I mean, they're great. No, you know, hands down, but, you know, we all got a budget. You know, mm-hmm. But the Georgia guy we use, the Georgia talent, is great. I mean, there's some great guys out there. You know, there's some great guys that know what they're doing, so. And, you know, we're trying to build off that. So, I mean, we still use, on our big shows, you know, we'll bring in the bigger names, that kind of thing. But, you know, we're still drawing pretty good with you know, our top guys we're using, so we're going to keep focusing on that. Maybe, you know, bring some more guys, some different guys, you know, around in, so it's kind of what we're trying to focus on.
And you've always had a really good, strong base, fan base in your area. Do you worry at all about if you do start expanding out that you might alienate some of those fans just a little bit?
Nah, honestly, no, because we're still going to run our set shows. I mean, we're based out of Locust Grove. That's where we run our biweekly shows. So we're going to keep running there. We're going to keep Rocky Pine Stockbridge, but you know, we're going to try to get out at least one Saturday night a month. You know, somewhere around Metro Atlanta, north side or south side. We haven't decided yet. You know, schedule's kind of in there right now. We've got a lot of dates and a lot of venues picked out. We're trying to, you know, nail it down. And we'll try to run, you know, maybe one Friday night. You know, Friday nights are hard for independent wrestling, you know. So we're going to give it a shot there. And but you know, we're not going to leave our base. We're still going to try to, you know, keep those people happy, but try to expand more, get more fans, bring them in our way.
So your Locust Grove Stockbridge fans will still get the same number of shows that they've been accustomed to seeing, but you might the other shows you run will kind of maybe stretch out. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's correct. That is correct.
One thing that I've been a little confused about over the last little bit is your title situation. I know that had a couple guy with this belt, one guy with that belt. What is, or do you still have multiple kind of like heavyweight titles? And which one the top one?
The top one right now is AJ Steele. He holds it was NWA Action heavyweight title. That was our top title. And it still is. You know, there'll be changeover NWA Atlanta heavyweight title. I know it's confusing because we now have an NWA Action or Atlanta Georgia heavyweight title, which we're working with the NWA as far as giving us the actual rights to the NWA Georgia Heavyweight Championship. And one, if that goes through and we get that, there'll be one champion. So who the current NWA Atlanta champion is and the NWA Atlanta Georgia champion, that's confusing. Who those champions are, we're going to unify the belts with those two champions. There'll be one champion. Granted, they give us that title, which I think they will, and that one champion will be the NWA Georgia Heavyweight Champion. And that's what we're focusing on.
Right.
So I know right now it's kind of confusing. So that's kind of what we're shooting toward there.
So you're just waiting until you get the approval of the NWA to unify the titles?
That's correct.
Okay. Another bit of ambiguity that we talked about earlier is the tag team you're facing, Rick Michaels and Bobby Hayes, is known as Beauty and the Beast. Do you know which one lays claim to which title there?
That's a good question. You know, I kind of go either way, I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure
Rick
and then both of them is the beast.
Yeah, Rick's the beauty, and I guess Bobby's the beast. That's for obvious reasons, so I'll leave it at that.
Well, assuming you retain your titles and your careers in the promotion this Saturday, we talked a little bit about how you guys have brought in talent from all over Georgia and the Southeast, and it's definitely helped the reputation of the promotion. Are there any other tag teams out there that you might want to bring in to face?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's hard to find tag teams. I mean, it's hard to get tag teams. A lot of the better tag teams, they're pretty much on a solid booking somewhere else. So, you know, there are a few in the works that we're trying to get in. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, we're constantly getting emails and tag teams and, you know, want to come work and this and that. And so we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to throw any names out there, but we'll see how it pans out.
So what is your current tag team division like? Who did you beat to get the belts? I guess you won the titles. Did you win the titles from Rick and Bobby?
No, we actually won the titles from the Southern Outlaws, which was Blackjack and Tim. I forgot their last names. I hadn't seen the guys in over a year or so. But I think Blackjack, I think he's got another tag team partner that they want to come down and actually get in the tag team division. We'll probably bring them down, so we'll see how it pans out.
And they were a mainstay there for a while, is that correct?
Oh, they were. They were with us for probably, I think we're still NBCW. I think they're kind of with us, so probably, they've probably for maybe 6 months with us, I guess.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So, but, you know, tag teams are hard to, I could be wrong, but just our experience, good tag teams are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm. Especially guys that wrestle as a tag team everywhere.
That's correct.
Some one-offs here and there.
That's a good thing about Rick and Bobby. I mean, I don't know what they're tagging anywhere else, but they've done it for us, and they work like they were together forever. So, I mean, you know, they're definitely a strong force. So.
And now, as it goes with brothers in wrestling, you know, they might be together for a while, but there's usually a time when there might be a little tension. Have you and Axel had that problem yet?
We have. We've had our issues in the ring, inside and out. I mean, that's no secret or anything, so I'm sure we will in the future. I mean, who knows the future at all? I don't know. You know, we'll see. I mean, we're brothers, so.
Right. Was it anything in particular this time that brought you together as a tag team? Because I've mainly known you as a singles wrestler. Did something happen that brought y'all together, or was it just it seemed like a good idea?
It just wasn't a good idea. I mean, I just had lost the title of Tyson Dean at the time, heavyweight title, and I was like, well, you know, I want to do something different. And he did too, and formed a tag team. And you know, we've had our ups and downs. You know, we've had good matches, and we've had our, you know, crap matches. So you know, it happens. And but you know, for the most part, you know, we've done pretty good together. We've seen eye to eye and got through everything. And you know, this last feud here with Rick and Bobby. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. It just, as a fan watching this, it just works together. I don't know why. I mean, there's not a lot of, to be honest with you, there's not a lot of wrestling. There's a lot more just brawling, you know, but it works. So, you know, December 8th, steel cage match. There's not going to be a lot of wrestling in that match. It's going to be, anybody knows Rick and Bobby, even us, you know, there's going to be a lot of blood. There's going to be a lot of, power, and you know, it should be an entertaining match. It's gonna hurt the next day.
I'm trying to think of any time I've ever seen you and you not bled, and I'm having trouble recalling one right now.
I've been to war games. The first war games, I bled like a stuck pig, you know, and almost lost too much blood. The last street fight, I bled, but not too bad. Rick Michaels was just—he was covered. He was covered. Bobby Hayes was covered. I don't think Axel bled too much. I think he kind of got out of there without, you know, taking anything too bad. But the rest of us were pretty bad. So it was a bloodbath. But, you know, nevertheless, the fans loved it. I guess fans like brutality, and that's what they got. And they're getting a December 8th, probably even worse.
I'm sure the Stephen Platinum's dry cleaner was thankful for that match because the jacket was ruined.
Yeah, that War Games match was, it was bad. I mean, I lost a lot of blood that night. I mean,
lost a lot of blood that night.
I about passed out. I blacked out a few times in the match. I mean, it was bad. In my opinion, it was a great moment for me, but it was also, I look back and it was good and it was bad. You know, it was a lot of, I don't know, a lot of injuries that night. It was bad. So.
When you are in that situation, Andy, do you kind of switch gears to think, well, I kind of need to protect myself a little bit more? Or are you just so, you know, running on adrenaline and you're doing what you do? Do you think about it or do you not think about it?
Oh, man, adrenaline's going. You don't think about it.
Right.
You don't feel it. I mean, you ask anybody, you don't feel it till sometimes the next day or hours later you'll feel it. But, you know, during the match, you don't feel it. You know, you might start blacking out and whatnot, but, you know, you'll come through and you'll finish the match and you'll feel it the next day and you'll be like, what did I do that for?
If you get kicked hard enough, you'll wake up.
Yeah, you'll wake up. Yeah, exactly. Too much steps on your stomach. Yeah, you'll wake back up and wonder where the hell you're at. But yeah, I mean, it's give or take. So.
Well, Andy, I don't know if you heard our first guest tonight, the Jagged Edge, but he's formed a tag team with a guy that has worked for, I guess, back when it was MGCW mostly, Shane Marks. Do you think that's a tag team that you might consider bringing in and working with?
Oh yeah, definitely. I got nothing but respect for Shane. The Jagged Edge. I don't know who he is, but Shane. I got a lot of respect for Shane. He's professional. You know, he's a great worker. You know, he's all around great guy. So yeah, I'd love to have him in.
Yeah, he certainly had a good war. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time with Shane. He was Shane really talented. He's you know, he's easy to, great to work with. You know, I like the guy. So, yeah, I want to try to get in touch with him and see about bringing him in. Whoever wins this feud next at the end of the week, we'll see how that happens. And hopefully, I'm still around. If not, then I'm sure, you know, whoever's in charge will take care of it. So
you might cross paths somewhere else. I assume even if you are, you know, out of there. That doesn't mean, you know, you're not putting your career up. It is a loser leaves town, so we might see
it
pop up somewhere else.
I'm not just totally stopping. You know, I just have to. Me and Rick Michaels can't be in the same building together, pretty much. So that's pretty much
best for everybody involved.
I think it's best for everybody. It's best for you know, for the board of directors. I mean, every time we get together, stuff gets broke, people get hurt, including me and Rick. You know, there's a lot of offended people who are a lot of offended fans, so probably just go our separate ways after this. So, perfect time.
And I know this is the time of year we kind of get into the benefits. We Toys for Tots, as we mentioned, and a few other things. Have you got anything scheduled maybe outside of NWA Atlanta where you'll be?
As far as December?
Mm-hmm.
No, we just, that's it. It's pretty busy month for me and my family, so I try to be unselfish and, you know, spend time with them. So, no, that's just it. We just got the Toys for Tots show, and that's it for me until the first of the year. Well, hopefully for the first of the year. We'll see how it turns out. Yeah, right. I keep putting that out there. So, I'm pretty confident I'm coming out of this thing on top, but, you know, Bill the Butcher referee, who knows?
It does sound like Jack Stack against you. I mean, you've got two tough enough opponents as it is, and I have an extra man in there, Neanderthal he may be.
Well, I'm not even sure the guy can count. You know, if I was asking the head people in charge, I was like, what, you know, some of our directors, I was like, how are you going to pick this guy? And I never heard him talk. I'm not sure he can count. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, great guy. I like him, but, you know, just he's wild, so we'll see how it goes.
Good luck getting him in a striped shirt.
Yeah, that's on them. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm not even sure. I mean, we were in a war games match together back in, I guess, April, and he didn't use the door. He climbed the top of the cage and jumped off. Yeah, he about broke his own nose on Mike Cannon's head, so who knows? Who knows what will happen?
If you can skin a zebra, maybe he'd just wear that.
Yeah, well, he might be for that. Who knows? we'll see.
Well, Andy, we have to wrap things up, but I appreciate you calling. I noticed for now the website is still nwaaction.com. Is that going to change to NWA Atlanta, or are you going to stick with that same web address?
We're going to change it. By the first year, it'll be all changed over. There's a lot of, you know, our webmasters. Apparently, there's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of red tape and a lot of work to do to change it over and try to keep, you know, everybody in tune with what's going on. So they're working on it. And we are officially in NWA Atlanta now. It's just getting the website changed over and everything. And, you know, like I said, look for great things to happen, you know, in the next year. We're going to expand a couple more territory. You know, don't step on anybody's toes. We're going to stay clear of everybody else. We're going to try to expand our company, get bigger, and draw more fans. Hopefully I'll still be in the mix of that. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, good luck on Saturday. We will try to keep track of how it goes and what the outcome is.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
We've cleared up the Rampage rules. We've cleared up the NWA Action/Atlanta title situation. Now we'll get on to our next mystery, whatever that might be.
I'm sure something will...
I'm
Make
sure
itself,
something
no.
will pique our interest before too long.
Yeah. Well, I guess before we wrap things up, what else this weekend? Is Anarchy? Anarchy is this Saturday, right?
Yes, yep, it will be. UIW will be back in Buckhannon this week. And that's all I know of right now. And then the NWA Atlanta show that we just mentioned.
Right. I think Empire Pro Wrestling up in Rossville is also on Saturday. This is not a busy Sunday this weekend, so I guess most of it's on Saturday. There's APW up in Royston on Friday, but you can check GWHnews.com, where Larry Goodman compiles all of these and other events, just to find out what's going on in your area. And I guess that's it for this week. So next week, I'm sure we'll have a second guest, but for now, the only scheduled guest is Dementia DeRose, who is formerly known as Aisha Sunshine.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the name change and attitude change is all about, but she contacted me, and I think there's our next mystery right there.
Right there.
She contacted me and asked if she could come on next week and kind of clear all that up and let us know where she's wrestling and who her opponents will be and everything. So Other than that, I'm not sure who else we'll be talking to, but that should be interesting in and of itself.
You are correct, sir.
And I think that's it. So we're going to go for now, but tune in again next Monday at 7 p.m., and we will be back here.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.